Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
You know your business better than anyone. So when you need finance to grow, you deserve a lender who understands too. Responsible finance providers look at the whole picture, the story behind the numbers, your plan and what you want to achieve. Our fair, flexible finance, decided by real people, not a computer, helps thousands of businesses every year. Find out more at findingfinance.org.uk. Finding Finance is a trading style of the Community Development Finance Association, which is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. A regulated credit broker and not a lender. We provide information only in respect of community development finance institutions and other finance providers, which may be available to you from our approved panel of lenders. Finding Finance. .org.uk.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Ancient car for the present to fight. All at a time, but for some. esa presión como yo. Go, go, va para un go, go, go. Go, go, va para un go.
town. Said he saw you the other day. Said you changed, but he wouldn't say how. It can always turn. It can always turn. A wind can always turn.
Well, under the leaves and the leaves of life, I met with virgins seven, and one of them was Mary mine, our Lord's own mother in heaven. What are you seeking, you seven pretty maids? Well, under the leaves of life, we are searching for no leaves to mars, but for a friend of thine. Go down into yonder town, and sit in the gallery, and there you will see nailed to a big yew tree. So down they went into yonder town, as fast as foot could fall, and many's the bitter and the grievous tear from those virgins' eyes did. Oh, peace, mother, oh, peace, mother. Your weeping does me grieve, but I must suffer this, he said. For Adam and how can I my weeping leave, my sorrows overthrow, when I must see my own son die? And sons I have no more. He laid his head on his right shoulder, and death was in him nigh. The Holy Ghost be with my soul. Sweet mother, now I die. Oh, the rose and fennel that blooms so strong, amen, good Lord, your charity is the ending of my song.
Never know how much I love you, never know how much I care. And when you play that funky music, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. Hi, I'm Kelly Walker, and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
6 in the morning, don't want to wake. Sun laying low and the world sleeping late. Hate like the river runs heavy and deep. Oh, I wish that they'd sack me and leave me to sleep. From 7, the week's hardly mine. The alarm clock's gone over to enemy lines. Waste my time working for cowards and creeps. Oh, I wish that they'd sack me and leave me to sleep. Rain strikes the window, heralds the day. Rain, won't you wash these 8 hours away? Rain feeds the river, runs heavy and deep. Oh, I wish that they'd sack me and leave me to sleep. At my window, sing in the dawn. By the time that I'm home, all this day will be gone. Spend my life sowing what others will reap. Oh, I wish that they'd sack me and leave me to sleep. Rain strikes the window, heralds the day. Rain, won't you wash these 8 hours away? Rain feeds the river, runs heavy and deep. Oh, I wish that they'd sack me and leave me to sleep. Strikes the window, heralds the day. Rain, won't you wash these 8 hours away? Rain feeds the river, runs heavy and deep. Oh, I wish that they'd sack me and leave me to sleep. Rain strikes the window, heralds the day. Rain, won't you wash these 8 hours away? Rain feeds the river, runs heavy and deep. Oh, I wish that they'd sack me and leave me to sleep. Thank you.
so clean and sharp. Cut a message in the door, carved a broken heart, my heart. Cut a message in the door, and I carved a broken heart. You know, love can be a killing thing, and it's hard to find, you know. But I found my true love, I simply had to go. I found my true love, I simply had to go. And I still cry at sad songs. I can stand the sight of blood. I think endings can be happy, goodbyes can be good. I think endings can be happy, goodbyes can be good.
It is. That's all I'm saying. It ain't nothing but that. It's just like it is. Like a light wind on the lake, leave my rebook and then I'm gone. Like a shadow on the wall, try and catch me all. You catch it, that is all, 'cause I'm gone.
Last record, there was a mixed reaction about my storytelling. Most of the young people liked it. And then there was some of the people in the business who didn't think it was so. I got drinks on y'all. Didn't think it was so good, but my answer to this is I'm going to tell another story. Well, when I was bowling around, I had me this dog, and her name was Trixie. It was a lady of the night, that dog was. And that dog and me, we hopped trains together, we slept out under bridges, and lived rough. She ate what I ate, and somebody gave me this dog. I didn't want the dog. Someone gave it to me. So we had many adventures and things. And if I can't tell you them all, but I'm going to tell you the one. We was somewhere in some town, and then I don't know what happened, but the police come, and they decided to arrest me. Well, that dog was alerted to the police, so it just took off. And this was by San Francisco. We used to call it Frisco then. But I was out, must have been maybe 60 miles away from there. And then, so anyway, that police took me and handcuffed me and took me to jail and or put me in a car and it took me to the jail. And the dog was just gone, man. So I was in the joint for 6 months. It wasn't so long. I was in locked up. But my clothes, I was such a bum, they said. They threw all my clothes away when I was locked up. And they give you, you know, the joint clothes. And so the captain come to me and he said, you're going to get out of jail, you know, the day after tomorrow, son, but we have noticed you ain't got no clothes. So what they did, they said they were going to take me out and drive me over to the city and buy me some clothes. I had, you know, I had a little bit of money left. And so they put me in a police car. This is a day before I get out of jail. Then I'm going to come back and then I want to get released. So then they took me over to this store in San Francisco. And went in and got me some, what they thought was some clothes. And then we get on the way out, and I open a door, and there's that damn dog sitting there. It's 60 miles away, 6 months later, and the dog is sitting out in front of the store there just kind of looking at me. And I go, man, that's my dog. You know? And the captain looked at me and go, what? And he said, yeah, that's my dog. This old boy, he took that dog home for me and they put me back in the jail. And the next day, they let me out of the jail. And so when they let me out of the jail, I had this dog. And it turns out the dog was pregnant. Well, I got me, rented me a place. It was a garage I rented. It didn't have nothing in it. So I had a sleeping bag and I was sleeping in the garage with this damn dog. And the dog was pregnant and one night it dropped 12 puppies. So here we are in this garage. I'm sleeping on a sleeping bag on the garage floor and I got this piece of wood separating me from them dogs. And here's this old girl, Trixie, with her 12 puppies. And we ain't got no money, man. I just go out in the morning and go through the dumpsters and things and then go play a little bit on the street and get some money. We all eat together and that damn dog would go away a little while every day and I just couldn't figure out where she was going. And I followed her one day and she was going across a road there to a supermarket in the back and she'd go there and a butcher would come out and throw her bones and give her food. She was cheating on me. So anyway, one day she never came home again. And she left me with them. You know, first I thought maybe I had 13 dogs. And I thought, man, that's a blues, man. A 13 dog blues. That's what it was. And then she done left me with them 12 puppies. And I'm going to tell you, then I had the 12 dog blues, y'all. You think I'm lying, but I'm not lying. Yeah, this here little story is from my friend, Joe Cushley.
Yeah, my boy, P.A. lo que se irá comentando, todo lo va fabulando, no sabe más qué decir. Dicen el de la mala vida, perro verde, mal educado. Me dicen de todo, me dicen de nada, nunca por delante, siempre por
Barney's got a job now, have you heard? He's busy stacking shelves down at the local superstore. They say he never cracks a smile or says a word. That boy is weird, lives in a dream world of his own, building crazy piles of junk that reach up high into the sky, till they served him with an Asbo and he cried. When they asked him why he did it, you won't credit what he said. He was only making pictures of the inside of his head. Well, it's time that he grew up and settled down. Settled down. Barney's having trouble, so they say. The lads he has to work with are complaining he's no fun. They like to laugh and joke, but that's not Barney's way. They can't see why he always wants to be alone. So they started taking bets on who'd be first to make him laugh. Told him jokes, pulled funny faces, acted daft. But they couldn't raise a smile, and so they threatened him instead. Now it's laugh, you bugger, laugh, or we'll break your bleeding head. Well, I hope he doesn't let them get him down. Get him down.